And now for sports. Joining us, as he does most Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of WUR's Only a Game, which airs on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thanks for being here, Bill.
My pleasure, Sasha. Thank you.
You know, Bill, when you come on, we often talk about funny things. But the first thing I think we should talk about is really not funny at all. It's health-related sports news. We've known for a while that there's a connection between sports-related concussions and an Alzheimer's-type disease known as CTE. It's a brain disorder that shows up in some athletes who've had a lot of concussions. But the BU Center and lab that's done most of this research recently looked at the brain of a young football player who had died, and they found that he'd been diagnosed with this disorder even though he'd apparently never had a concussion. Now, that seems to suggest that concussions are not the only cause of this horrific brain disease, but that just repeated hits, like the kind you often get in a football game, could do it.
Well, it may suggest that, and it may also suggest that people still aren't paying as much attention to what a concussion is as they should be. You don't have to get knocked out to have suffered a concussion. You don't have to lose consciousness. You don't have to have a great big lump on your head. There are gradations of concussions. And with this particular case, yes, the same sort of damage turned up in the autopsy that has turned up in the brains of people who have documented concussions. I think probably the case with this is the guy got hit in the head a lot of times. Excuse me. Probably suffered a number of concussions and simply never reported them because it was taken for granted that that was part of the ethic of the game.
And it seems clear that helmets alone aren't cutting it. There's got to be something more. I don't know what, but it seems like helmets just aren't sufficient.
Well, under the present circumstances, the only something more is keeping people out of games for much longer. You have two guys who got hurt on the Philadelphia Eagles last weekend playing. They failed the concussion test, whatever the concussion test is that the National Football League is presently administering. And the coach said today, he's still not sure whether he's going to use them on Sunday or not. Now, if you fail a concussion test on Wednesday, having been injured on Sunday, should you really be playing again 3 days later? My answer is simple. No, you shouldn't be. Concussions, you don't recover all that immediately from most concussions. And, of course, getting the second and the third one multiplies the chances for real damage and real problems down the road.
So it sounds like a real change of culture is what we need.
I hope so.
There's another serious sports story this week, and this one involves the New York Jets. It seems that a female reporter, Ines Sainz, of Mexico's TV Azteca, was subject to some harassment and inappropriate comments when she entered the Jets locker room to interview a player. Now, what surprised me about this is that, you know, it's 2010.
Yeah, exactly.
Boston went through this in 1990 with Lisa Olson of the Herald. Why still?
Well, to be absolutely fair, what happened to Ms. Sainz was not nearly as hideous as what happened to Lisa Olson in the Jets locker room. The confrontations were a good deal milder than that. Still, she had a credential. She should have been allowed to do her job without that sort of frat boy foolishness.
All right, so football, but now let's do New England football. Patriots player Randy Moss, he spilled his guts to the media this week. I think he's sorry he did it. He basically complained that he just didn't feel appreciated enough by the team, although he's kind of backpedaling.
Yes. Well,
what's your reaction to this saga?
Well, my reaction is to wonder. Randy Moss is not unique. Lots of players have said that they're unappreciated by their employers. It's not restricted to football even. My question is, what would happen if one of these players said, I'm not appreciated, and all the reporters around him said, oh, come on, that's a bunch of nonsense. Give me a real story so I got something to write.
So you think these are non-stories that are becoming
they
stories?
They are the ultimate non-story as far as I'm concerned. And you know this happens quite frequently when a teammate gets a big raise.
Ah, interesting. Bill Littlefield is host of WBUR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Coming up after a quick break, a Cape Cod Time series takes a look at the growing problem of prescription drug abuse by Cape Cod teens. Listeners, we want to hear from you on this segment. If you've had experience with someone who abuses prescription drugs, particularly on the Cape, give us a call. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.